This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strove. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told an emergency meeting of the Security Council on Friday why he invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter for the first time since 1971.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences.
The UN Secretary General told the Security Council Hamas's brutality against Israelis on October 7th, quote, can never justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Some of the about 200,000 Israelis evacuated from communities near the borders with Gaza and Lebanon say they have nowhere to return to after their homes were bombed or burned by Hamas militants on October 7th. They've been living in hotels and guest houses for 2 months now. Linda Grantstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'alea Chamisha, Israel.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election. Putin, who was handed the presidency by Boris Yeltsin on the last day of 1999, has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden's launching a Hollywood fundraising blitz this weekend. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president stayed away from raising money in the Los Angeles area during the writers and actors strike. Now that it's over, he'll be back in Southern California to court Hollywood cash, starting tonight in Santa Monica. At an event organized by director Steven Spielberg.
The numbers all go to 11.
Rob Reiner and singer Barbara Streisand. While she won't perform, Lenny Kravitz will. Between them, the president and first lady will attend six fundraisers in roughly 36 hours. Organizers say he should raise more money this weekend than in any similar time frame since announcing his re-election bid. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Taiwan's defense ministry says it has spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon in the Taiwan Strait, along with a large-scale movement of military aircraft and ships. It says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. It also said that as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships were detected. It said 15 of the aircraft crossed the median line that is an unofficial divider between the sides, but which Beijing refuses to recognize. The International Olympic Committee says some Russian athletes will be allowed to compete at the 2024 Paris Olympics. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The decision confirms moves the IOC started 1 year ago to reintegrate Russia and its military ally Belarus into global sports, and 9 months after it urged sports governing bodies to look at ways to let individual athletes compete. However, it's up to each Olympic sports governing body to assess and enforce neutral status for individual athletes who've not actively supported the war. For example, the toughest stance has been taken by Track and Field's World Athletics, which has excluded all Russians from international competition since the invasion started in February 2022. Russia's often insisted that any restrictions on their athletes are politicized and unacceptable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal appeals court in Washington has upheld a gag order on former President Donald Trump in his 2020 election interference case, but has narrowed the restrictions on his speech. The three-judge panel's ruling Friday modifies the gag order to allow the Republican 2024 presidential frontrunner to make disparaging comments about special counsel Jack Smith. Prosecutors say the restrictions are necessary to shield potential witnesses from harassment and threats inspired by Trump's incendiary social media posts. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.